In a world where professionals spend nearly a third of their work week managing emails, effective writing isn't just nice, it's necessary. Consider this. When Airbnb went public in 2020, countless hosts missed out on a $15,000 investment opportunity simply because they ignored an email with the mundane subject line, Airbnb's directed share program. This costly oversight perfectly illustrates why mastering communication for busy readers matters so profoundly. Drawing on behavioral science research, we now understand why important messages get overlooked and how small writing adjustments can dramatically improve response rates. The stakes are high. Poor communication isn't just frustrating, it's expensive, inequitable, and sometimes even dangerous. We operate with finite mental resources. Despite what we tell ourselves, multitasking is largely a myth. Studies show we can only actively hold about 7 items in our minds simultaneously. This creates 3 key challenges when writing for busy people. Readers cannot notice everything, focus depletes over time, and we struggle to focus on multiple things simultaneously. In one famous study, nearly half of participants failed to notice a person in a gorilla costume while counting basketball passes. When someone encounters your writing, they progress through 4 distinct decision stages. First, they decide whether to engage at all. Working professionals delete about half of their emails unread. Second, they decide when to engage, with 99% prioritizing messages that appear easier to handle. Third, they determine how much attention to allocate. Everyone skims, with eyes making fewer fixations and jumping across lines. Finally, they decide what actions to take, which might be hindered if they don't understand the request, don't see its importance, or perceive it as time-consuming. Despite Shakespeare's advice that brevity is the soul of wit, many writers believe more is better. Yet longer messages demand more time. Americans read nonfiction at just 4 words per second, and concentration. Professionals consistently prioritize concise messages over lengthy ones. A study of 7,002 school board members found a 49-word email generated nearly twice the survey responses as a 127-word version. To apply less is more effectively, use fewer words. Simple substitutions like whether instead of whether or not maintain meaning while reducing length. Newsletters cut from 566 to 275 words doubled click-through rates. Include fewer ideas. A political fundraising experiment with 776,145 potential donors showed removing every other paragraph raised 16% more money despite reduced coherence. Make fewer requests. Multiple asks often lead readers to postpone action or complete only the easiest tasks while forgetting others. Jerry Seinfeld once complained about rental car agreements. It's like the Declaration of Independence. Who's going to read that? This captures how complexity deters readers as much as length. Simplifying writing improves communication without sacrificing information. Studies show increased readability improves comprehension while maintaining core content. On social media, simpler posts get more engagement. A Humans of New York study found improving readability by 1 grade level generated 16,000 additional likes. Complex writing particularly impacts those with limited English literacy, including the 50% of American adults who read at 8th grade level or below, the 20% who speak English as a second language, and those with dyslexia. Even highly literate readers process simpler messages more efficiently. To create more readable writing, use short and common words. As Mark Twain supposedly advised, don't use a $5 word when a 50-cent word will do. While shorter words are generally more readable, commonness sometimes matters more. Knowledgeable is longer than erudite, but 5 times more common, making it better for most audiences. Write straightforward sentences. Our brains process short, incomplete sentences more easily because that's how we typically converse. Keep related words and phrases close together so readers can understand meaning in a single read-through. When writing for busy people, design becomes as crucial as content. Your message should function like a map, allowing readers to quickly grasp its purpose, main points, and structure. Most readers don't read line by line. They scan for relevant information, much like zooming in on specific areas of a map. By designing your writing for easy navigation, you ensure readers notice and understand the most important information. To create well-designed writing, make key information immediately visible. The U.S. Army calls this bottom line upfront, bluff, placing key information at the beginning. Separate distinct ideas. A Danish study showed that presenting unemployment benefit requirements as bullet points rather than a dense paragraph helped participants complete tasks 15% faster. Use formatting strategically. Research with 1,600 participants revealed that when instructions were highlighted, bolded, or underlined, 89% followed them while spending 20 fewer seconds reading, compared to 65% with unformatted text. Include headings. These help busy readers scan content and decide where to focus. A Journalists' Resource newsletter study showed subscribers receiving emails with descriptive headings were twice as likely to click links compared to those receiving content without headings. Even readers who understand and agree with a request may fail to act if doing so seems difficult. The limits of attention mean busy readers often postpone actions that seem burdensome. To create easy response writing, simplify the steps required to act. In a study with DC public schools, when enrollment required logging into a parent portal, less than 1% signed up. When parents could enroll by texting START, 11% enrolled. When enrollment was the default with an opt-out option, 95% remained enrolled. Organize key information needed for action. When responding to email chains, restate key information rather than just referencing previous messages. In a 2006 Medicare program, sending simplified letters with personalized plan comparisons nearly doubled the number of people switching to better plans, 28% versus 17%, compared to making recipients find information online. Minimize choices. President Obama wore only gray or blue suits to reduce decision fatigue. I don't want to make decisions about what I'm eating or wearing because I have too many other decisions to make. At a health services company, offering employees pre-selected retirement plans increased enrollment by 10 to 20 percentage points compared to requiring employees to choose among all options. The ultimate goal is making effective writing principles automatic. Like driving, writing requires initial effort, but eventually becomes second nature. This investment benefits both readers and writers, clarifying goals and increasing success. Poor writing damages relationships, derails careers, and sometimes changes history. Effective writing works at all scales, from dinner plans to medical appointment reminders, and can incorporate humor and empathy while addressing important matters. Writers should always ask, "How can I make this easier for the reader?" By understanding busy reader psychology and applying these principles, using fewer words, making reading easy, designing for navigation, using strategic formatting, emphasizing personal relevance, and simplifying response, we transform our writing from problem to solution in our information-overloaded world. In doing so, we create a more accessible, connected, and humane environment for everyone.